Telephone.
Well, what do you want me to call them? Winners? Because that would make me a liar.
Telephone.
Live on the air.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to the phone show. Hey, Laugh Track Matt and not Brad.
Hey, buddy.
Hola.
This is what? March 6th?
Yeah.
Close.
March 6th, 2012.
Wait. Yeah. So I'm in a different time zone. It's March 7th
here. That means you should not call 505-796-4020 unless it's right now on March 6th. So everyone should call in and say things to us.
And check out my giant new headphones.
Yeah.
My mom says I look like Commander Twit.
If you call in with Skype, you can see Matt's amazing new headphones that are bigger than his head.
And that's hard to do.
I had a pair of those in the 80s with a built-in F or AM radio. Maybe it had FM, I don't know.
Oh my god, that's badass, dude.
Did it have an antenna up the side and shit?
No antenna. It was really futuristic.
That's classic. Eternal. dude, I bet that shit was so dope, dude.
Yep.
You're like, I can go out of the house and do things, but then you're like, fuck it, I'll just stay in the house.
Listen to my AM radio. Someone's calling us from a toll-free number. Hi, toll-free. You're on the air.
Thank you for calling. I dictate. To dictate, press 1.
Oh, I didn't call. I dictate.
Okay, hold on.
What is your account number?
It's funny because it has dick and like lactate combined.
LOL.
My account number is 420.
So if you're a teenager, that's hilarious.
Just kidding. It's a stillborn.
Hey, Matt.
Can I
play this thing that I found of you or someone? Or I guess who posted this? Did you post it?
Or I probably fucking showed it to you. Yeah. But play it. Rock on.
Oh, is this 17-year-old Matt?
Yeah, this is 17-year-old Matt from 91.
I called up on the other call and had you say shmoo. I just want to thank you.
This is some TV show you're calling into. And what the hell is the TV show? They're like taking calls on payphones?
It was called... Oh, this week's in Joe's basement. It was called.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
Yeah.
So, what motivated you to ask someone to say shmoo?
Well, I draw a little cartoon called the Shmoo.
You do?
Yeah, I sent him.
You sound exactly the same.
I don't remember ever getting such a thing.
I was. He's like a little mole kind of. He's not like
a little
your
mole kind.
No, he's a different.
He's fashioned after the Zodiac serial killer. He wears a little hood.
You're such a nerd, Matt.
It's going to be here then.
Yeah. In 2 weeks.
Yeah, because I took that tape and I showed it to my art class at school and everything.
I'm going to keep playing where they think you're an amazing artist.
The Shmoo tape.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You were proud of it?
Yeah, I was very proud. I watch it like all the time.
Mm-hmm. Did you get an A for it?
No, I just took it in to show my teachers.
Oh, that's good.
Wouldn't any credit.
What's your name?
My name is Matt Hillock.
Matt Hillock.
Yeah.
Oh, you sent us some artwork.
Matt,
we thought you, I must say, we thought you belonged in a lunatic asylum.
You did receive some of my stuff?
Yes. Yes, a long time ago. These drawings.
I've been watching the show forever.
How old are you?
I'm the 18 in August.
Oh, there you go. You sound older, but you draw.
Okay, I'll quit. That was awesome, though. It was weird to. I mean, you sound exactly the same as.
Do I?
Well, I mean, you know, your voice is the same anyway. I don't know.
Yeah, it sounds like the same type of character, though.
yep. And at the end, you talk about how you got to go see your therapist or something.
Yeah.
I should have played to the end.
Go see this weird shrink at night who always smelled like pipe smoke and gave me a sweater. And he would just like, he'd be like, let's go wash my car. Let's do my grocery shopping.
Tell me
about your day, Betty.
Did your mom get him from the equivalence of Craigslist back then?
I don't know where she got him. It was
out of the penny saver.
It was one of those to keep me out of jail things.
Ah, I see.
Because I was facing charges at the time.
And that's then
the goddamn the bastard judge was like, because my lawyer was like, well, he's in therapy right now. He's like, well, if he stands in front of me another time, hard time's going to be his therapy.
You should get that judge's number and we'll prank call him.
Yeah, really.
That would be awesome. I wouldn't even know how
to use the jail-free card on you.
You have reached IfByPhone, the leader in voice-based marketing automation.
Yay! Hey, Tombstone. Dun, 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 dun. Tombstone.
Hey, hi. Matt. Hey, Brad.
Hi, hey, Tombsy.
Sorry,
your call may be monitored and or recorded.
Someone's just like going crazy with the automated things, yeah. Making them call us.
Tombsy, sorry I didn't pick up, but I was watching.
Oh, don't worry. I was going to call and talk about that prank, or not the prank, but the phone call 17 years ago. Like, shit. I like more than that. 20.
Yeah, if you go to Cacti Radio, you can see a video of the show called Joe's Basement. Is that what it was?
Yeah. And My Own Eye Productions.
Yeah, owmyeye.com. But it's on the Cacti Radio Facebook, and then there's, I think, either that's Kuraz awesome. Or Markov posted links to other things, other episodes that your letter was in and stuff.
It's good, oh, neat. Good stuff. That's fucking awesome.
Yep. Good stuff.
Yeah, that's what I used to tag. I used to tag SM backwards ZW. Said it said Shmoo. Like, I can still like do that. We'll fuck around on a whiteboard after the show.
Yeah, it'll be the best. You gotta get your drawing pad thing out. Okay, let's listen to this automated system. Hello.
Your call may be monitored and or recorded for quality assurance purposes. Please wait while we connect your call.
Hello, Aaron.
Hello? Oh, I thought that was something else. Quit freaking me out, man.
Freaking me out.
This is like listening to The Ring for a prank call, but they're calling us. So it's not even as fun. Because you know it's just going to be...
And it's just rattling through these gigantic headphones.
They're not available.
It's just fucking barreling through my fucking head.
So people are welcome to call in. I'm going to play a new promo that Trenton the T-Man made for us with the phone numbers and everything. He made us a ton of shit, but here's...
Party! Party! With RBCP.
Matt Hillock.
Samantha. Dark Stranger. Roxy.
Skunkworks meets us.
On The Phone Show. Call in at 505-796-4020. Or Skype us at phonelosers.org.
Wow.
That was pretty
cool.
That was
That was sufficiently fucking epic. That was, like, really great.
Yeah, he made us
say... I like how you fitted Skunkworks in there. Skunkworks
lead. Yeah, I love how he put Skunkworks in there. God damn it, Trenton. Like, we need to encourage Skunkworks.
Skunkworks is a character we can't forget about, man. He's Skunkworks.
Yeah, that's true. Trenton sent us other things. Let's see. I played something before the show. I'm not going to play that again. Trenton... teaser... Okay, I thought I prepared for the show, but I don't think I did.
Why is Legend messaging me? Why did I need to jump on?
Yeah, Legend, you retard.
Oh,
here it is.
Fucking,
wait,
like...
it's got Tombstone in it, so it's perfect. We're going to play this. This is another thing by Trenton the T-Man.
Okay.
All cactus, all the time.
Wait, that's... And then it goes to Roxette.
Pretty old cactus.
I'm going to go ahead and play this other one, though. This is a new thing from Fiverr.com.
I'm Marty McFly from Hill Valley, California. After a long day of running all over town, making out with my mom, and trying to get the sports almanac back from Biff, I like to sit back with a cold glass of Pepsi Perfect and listen to prank phone calls on Cacti Radio. No!
Marty, you've got to come back with me.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Doc, again? I'm a kid, for Christ's sakes. Can you endanger the life of someone your own age for a change? Why the hell is Goldie Wilson here with you? What did she do this time, Doc?
Isn't that the best?
That is pretty legitimate, Michael J. Fox. He didn't sound Parkinson-y enough.
Yeah, I know. It's not perfect, but, you know, you get the idea. We did a Morgan Freeman one. I'll play that later, because I don't think people want to sit here and listen to drops
Freeman
all day.
Freeman one was fucking epic, dude.
Yeah, that sounded really good.
Also, adulterer! Did you write all that, or did you just
actually... Oh, I don't want to say the wrong person. I'm pretty sure it was Markov. He's in Tiny Chat right now. tinychat.com/cactuscactus.
Did somebody write it, or did the voice artist?
Markov wrote it, and then I sent it to a guy on Fiverr.com, and for $5 he did a perfect Morgan Freeman.
Because it was fucking hilarious. He's like, I screamed adulterer.
Well, shit, if we're going to talk about it, I should just play it, right?
Yeah, play it, because it was really funny.
All right, here goes.
Hi, I'm Morgan Freeman. I'm not really listening to Cacti Radio right this moment, but rather, I'm home, in my mansion, sitting under a slowly turning ceiling fan as I drink the last of the grape Kool-Aid. Mental note, ask Consuela to buy more grape Kool-Aid. It is very yummy. Very yummy. Now, as I listen to the PLA...
It's so long.
...or yet another hotel room prank call...
But it's awesome.
I am reminded of my first prank phone call when I was a child. It also was on a random
more
hotel...
More than half over.
What's that?
I'll guess.
It's more than half over.
Ah, yeah.
Turning the crank slowly, so very slowly, I asked the operator to dial the number 35. Yes, only two digits. Phone numbers were very short when I was a child.
You get the idea. It just goes on and on and on. He's just rambling like a narrator.
Oh, no. Dude, go to the adulterer show. So you can hear it.
What's that? Oh, hey, Ohio.
Hey, hello. What's up, Sugar Bridges?
Hey, baby.
Hey, Trenton. Thanks for the drop.
Hello, folks. You're welcome. And that drop you're looking for is called... Tombstone ID, I believe.
Oh, yeah, I think I got it confused with something else. I give up. I'll find it later.
What's that? Nobody likes Tombstone.
Yeah, he used your voice without your permission, Tombstone, so...
I like me.
Hi, Evie.
Hey, Trenton. Trenton, you win a blowjob.
Tombstone's gonna suck your dick for that.
Remember when he used to threaten people with that?
That's your reward.
Hey, you can use my voice whenever you want, buddy.
I forgot to mention...
Thank you.
We're broadcasting tonight on blueplanetprankradio.com. I actually remembered to turn on the stream, so...
Go the blue balls.
Yep. Blue balls, people that are listening, you know... Apologies.
Wow, these are big.
But we're going to do prank calls tonight. I've got prank calls all lined up. And
good.
I'll line you up.
I'll line your mom up.
I'll line your face up. Dum, dum.
The call has been requested for extension 2333.
Oh my god. People keep doing that. It's like phone winners, but not as annoying.
This thing's got, like, fucking... It's got rope around the fucking... the USB cord. It's ridiculous.
It'll prevent
nicely made.
Drunken accidents. Nobody knows what you're talking about, but Matt got new headphones, and he's really impressed with them.
Yeah, they came in, like, fancier than an Apple box. This big, like, grand fucking thing.
What are they, Bose? Sennheiser?
They're the fucking World of Warcraft. It's, I'm supposed to be able to change my voice, but I haven't figured out how to.
So,
someday.
Oh, Brad, I heard one of the scheduled promos. It was around 11:30 Eastern.
Yeah.
You said coming up soon, the phone show.
Yeah, that was another thing by Trenton. So thanks, Trenton.
You're very welcome, guys. And if you do find it, feel free to play it if you wish. I'd like, I'd say, the middle of the show or in the after show. And I will listen on the air for this time, although expect a Skype message from me. Don't be surprised if a name.
Okay.
I'll explain about that later.
Is it like Is it like, you know, kill the president? Or
no.
Something going to freak us out.
It's a good one. But, yeah, I'll explain that later.
Okay.
Off air. Thank you.
When nobody's listening.
RBCP?
Yes.
Can I, you know, I don't know. Can I go on,
Lindsay? Go on. Why aren't you adding Legend?
Oh, I don't know. Call in Legend. We want to find out if Legend survived the week, because I haven't really talked to him all week.
He did.
I want
to... Dude, yeah, but like I was trying to say earlier, like, he did the tornado footage, and I just like, the Doppler radar, I just wrote, fuck God, and I get so many hate messages
really?
On YouTube.
Yeah.
They're like paragraphs of like, you stupid son of a bitch.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like, go through all this shit.
You're gonna
finally,
get your.
Like,
you're gonna
all
get.
We can say,
you're gonna get hate
you.
Speech again. They're gonna like Facebook's gonna turn off your account again.
Yeah. I don't know. This is on YouTube too, and I have no strikes right now.
That's good. So you know how we did the Domino's thing, and the Walgreens thing, and the Walmart thing. I figured we could do the same thing with Blockbuster and call up their customers.
Brad, if you find a working Blockbuster with an active phone number,
yeah,
you should win something.
We got them the other night.
Yeah. There's,
last week.
There's still a few thousand Blockbusters in the United States. But, like, I was calling them today to get these numbers, and, like, every other one was dead. And the other ones just talked like things were, you know, looking bad. This one girl, she said something like, I don't understand what she's talking about. She's like, I'm ringing up everything on a non-member account since we're selling everything. Like that's what a Blockbuster employee told me when she thought I was the corporate
fire sale.
Yeah. Hi, Evie.
Hey, Evie.
No, she, like, hey, Evie keeps calling in and then it breaks.
So. When little video stores were going out of business, I was buying VHSs like crazy.
You still got all those VHSs?
I do, in storage that I paid too much for every month.
The only time I ever went to Blockbuster is when I did not have high speed, and I used to rent movies and video games and copy them and then return them.
That's illegal, Tombstone, and we won't have that on this show. And I'm hanging up on you now.
I skateboarded up to a brand new Clank. A brand new Blockbuster, like, right next to my high school. And, like, right when it was built, still smelt new. And I was mad that they were, like, censoring their versions of fucking horror movies.
Oh, yeah, I've never even heard of that. I knew Walmart used to censor movies, but I didn't know Blockbuster did that.
Blockbuster has, like their alternate cuts for them.
Wow, that sucks. That shouldn't be allowed.
Yeah, really.
That's like George Lucas seeing all the movies. So anyway, like, I've got numbers here, and I don't know. They'll probably just, none of them will answer. Oh, there's Legend. Before we start making a call. Hi, Legend.
Hello there.
We're getting ready to call Blockbuster.
Oh, God, no.
What's wrong?
The fans of your Doppler radar fucking hate me for saying fuck God.
What the fuck kind of old Soviet equipment do you have on your head, Matt?
Legend!
It's new.
That looks like a Tank Buster's headset.
What's that noise? Is that Evie? Evie, are you making crazy noise?
Are you
noise?
Working Echo?
I look good.
Are you working the sonar there?
And it's your phone.
Evie, you finally reached us.
I did.
Hi, you sound like garbage.
I know, I'm fixing it.
All right, you should mute in the meantime.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, anyway.
It's not sounding garbage, it just sounds like in a barrel.
Yeah.
How about now?
It sounds like a garbage barrel. Evie, go work out your technical issues with someone else.
Oddly enough, she lived in a garbage barrel for 2 years. It was a bad time. Poor girl.
We probably just, like, dredged up a bunch of horrible memories. Hi, this is Kevin from Blockbuster Video. I can barely hear you. Can you speak up? God damn it.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey. What's up?
Hey, you rented a movie from us? Is this Evan?
Yeah.
Hold on, Evie's calling in. It seems like you have late fees with us. And you need to come in right now and pay those, or we're going to do something horrible. It's going to be horrible. Like, it seems like you checked out some movies here. You checked out The Stupids.
No, I didn't.
You checked out 3 copies of The Stupids at the same time.
No, sir, I did not.
No, you did. We have it on your account right here. And you need to pay these late fees. It's up to $28. Because one of them you never returned, and we just had to charge you for the movie. So that one's $28, and the total is $37.
Excuse me, is this in Edwardsville?
Yeah, Edwardsville Blockbuster. And you rented a movie from us today?
The only thing I rented today was Trespass.
Trespass. Have you watched it yet?
I'm watching it right now.
You need to turn it off. Turn it off right now. I'll hold. Is it paused? We'll shut it down remotely if you don't turn it off. Apparently this guy's going to believe anything we say.
You got to settle your debts, man.
My name is Roy. I'm calling from Blockbuster. And that's my supervisor, Matt.
No one told me to shut it down.
Hey. That's because we had a new fucking people working. You got to come settle your debt.
Yeah, don't tell us how to run our business here. You know, we have a very strong business that's not in trouble of being shut down at all, and I don't appreciate it.
What is your name? What is your name?
I'm Roy. He's Matt.
Yeah.
What is your last name?
You need to come in and pay these late fees now. Did you turn off that movie?
I paused it.
You paused it. Okay, you need to take it out of the machine right now.
What is your last name?
Gerbil.
Just come pay your bill.
Listen, I need you to take the disc out of the machine. We need to check out something on the disc.
Excuse me.
Yes.
It's 11:30 at night.
I know what time it is.
Wrong.
It's actually 11:23. So obviously you're exaggerating. You're making up stories, just like you made up stories, so you didn't have to pay your late fees, I guess, with that new employee here.
I don't like the drug talk. I have the power to do anything to me.
Oh, I have the power. I work at Blockbuster Video.
I don't care if you work at Blockbuster Video.
Listen, I need you to take
the
disc.
You can't shut off my movie, and you can't make me come in at 11:30 at night to pay a bill that's not even mine.
Take the disc out of the machine right now. We need to look at something on it.
You need to look at something on it?
Yeah, what take the disc out. We just need some numbers from it. Go get the disc. I'll knock $1 off of your fee.
You're gonna have to call me tomorrow. You're gonna have to call me tomorrow. It's not that important. $28 is not important enough to come to town at 11:30 at night.
I'm gonna shut the disc down remotely from the store here.
Do it.
I'm gonna do it. Watch me.
Okay, go ahead, Brent.
Watch me.
All right, I will. I'm looking at it right now. Go ahead and do it.
It's gonna happen. We're gonna have you arrested if you watch the rest of that movie.
You cannot have me arrested over a $28 late fee.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I tell you what. Yeah. You get on Google and you look up people that have been arrested for having Blockbuster late fees, and you'll find plenty of news stories about that. Do it right now. Google Blockbuster arrest, and you'll find out what we do to motherfuckers who don't pay their late fees.
You know what happens to motherfuckers that cuss to customers? You get sued and fired.
I'm not going to get sued for using bad language. It's not against the law to use bad language, you fucking retard. You're a retard. What's wrong with you?
Oh, man.
Go get your disc.
Are you going to shut this movie off or what? From the cops.
We need to read the disc. Can you go get the disc out of the machine?
No. Goodbye.
Damn it.
Well, that was fun.
I think he needs to call back.
Does he?
From level 3.
Easy.
For it.
You should tell him there's a code within the disc and use a coin to scratch it off.
that would ruin the disc, right, if he scratched the top of it?
Yes. But it's good for 3 rentals.
That's actually... we have to do that to someone else. Wait, no. We're not going to make destroying property calls. What am I talking about? It's a hilarious thought, though.
We're destroying property from a bankrupt company.
Tombstone. Oh, yeah, so it doesn't count, right?
Yeah.
Hello?
Oh, God, I'm going to have to transfer you over to my supervisor. Tombstone, this is Evan Shaw. He's a thief and a liar. Here you go.
Hi, Evan. Yeah. Are you having any trouble tonight with any of your employees? I understand. Hello?
Please hold while call.
Oh my god, it's me.
Did you have any problems with Kevin? Sir? I need you to get the DVD out of your tray right now.
We're going to shut down your DVD player if you don't comply.
You've already threatened to do that and it didn't happen.
No, I think we just got told. And get a coin on the back of the disc and scratch it off for a discount code.
And then you'll only owe $13 for the late fee.
Dude, I don't owe you anything.
Oh, you're going to pay. Believe me, you're going to pay.
Maybe we should call his mom. We have her account here.
$37. Yeah, we're going to like start. We're going to bother your mom. If you don't come over and pay that fee right now, we're going to start calling up your mom.
Please call.
You're going to get grounded.
We'll tell her all the titles of the video was on the back.
We're going to tell her about the pornos you rented.
Oh, really?
That's right. We're going to make shit up.
Dude, you can't rent a porno at Blockbuster, you idiot.
We're gonna lie
to
her.
We're looking at it right now. We're looking at it right now. Under your name, we see One Night with John Benet. Last checked out January 12th.
And Sexy Time with Richard Cardo and Dino Alderman.
And Curtis Lee Jones. Why not?
Mm. And Mildred Monday?
Sure, sure. Okay.
Mildred
Bye, Evan.
You know, some hot granny action.
Zombie
builder. Hey, Tabachi.
Hey, we know about your granny porn fetish.
I just wanted to say that the phone show is a vital part of my week, and it makes my week very merry. So please never, never let it end.
Yay.
Beautiful.
Rock and roll, Tamagotchi. You're the best.
It, although I usually don't catch it at the night. You know, there's nothing like listening to it on a Wednesday morning commute, and it means a lot to us.
I think you're giving Trenton, the T-Man, lots of new clips for future promos.
Well, I showed a tear for that beautiful speech.
Oh, there's that voice. Wow, that's quite a voice there, three. I won't say an area code, sorry, but...
Oh, Trenton, the T-Man, his number's 303-358.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, nice to meet you, Dark Stranger. I believe you're from Canada, correct?
Could be. From Igloo Land.
Newfoundland.
Yep.
First time ever.
She lives on Cthulhu Island.
Yep.
Her time zone's like a half a time zone. She's like three and a half hours above me.
She lives in a dark and angry black sea with Cthulhu just lurking and staring at her.
That's where they filmed all the Cthulhu stuff.
We are on South Park. We are the bumfuckers.
Really? Your city? Yes. Your city or just Newfoundland?
No, Canadians.
Newfoundland. Ah. In general. No, Newfoundland was in there in general. I think they had something from Quebec.
Hey, is it the phone show's birthday yet? I know it's sometime in March, right? Or is it April?
I don't know. Let's celebrate all month.
Divide now.
Okay.
I'm a drunk, buddy.
Why don't we celebrate for March and April?
Okay. Let's just celebrate for half the year. But we've
Let's call people and get them
birthday.
To sing happy birthday.
We've been doing TPS for 3 years now.
Wow.
That's sad.
That's hardcore. Wow.
And that's why...
Happy birthday for free pizza.
That's why tonight is our last show.
Oh.
It was fun while it lasted.
Yeah, yeah. Good times.
How many years have I been calling them?
I don't know. At least one.
Just call it the new improved fun show or phone show. Then
I think two years.
Yeah, close to 2 years. I don't think quite 2 years, but something like that. I don't know. I was listening to Cacti the other day, Matt, and I heard the very first show you were on. And
that was awesome with the fucking. I still remember that, like when you played the Google Voice Reback of your fucking voicemail. And I was like, holy shit, I'm on this.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it was you, and I didn't realize it. That was great.
Yeah.
Remember the station you were on with, like, the fake Sonic the Hedgehog?
Oh, Manic Radio.
That's it. Best mascot ever. It was, like, bright green instead of blue.
I'm going to try this other guy. See, like, I'm calling the Blockbuster customers in Illinois. And
didn't you last, like, one show on that?
Yeah, yeah.
Wait,
one
Blockbuster's
single
still around? I thought they were, like, completely bankrupt.
God, everyone keeps saying
everybody's,
that.
Everybody's on the tip.
Yeah.
Yes, they're around.
Yeah,
that's why he says he's calling them. If he says he's doing something, he's doing it.
Yeah, I think they did file for bankruptcy, and, like, they closed down a third of their stores, but there's, like, a couple thousand left.
Okay.
And it's, like, every... It was about a third of the stores were not answering. You know, they were
disconnected. Yeah, they're all gone in Pennsylvania. Like, I don't even know where to find one anymore.
Yeah,
there should be a Blockbuster game like Where's Waldo? Where's Blockbuster?
We still have one. Yeah. You can call it.
Yeah, we still have a Blockbuster here in town. I haven't been there in like 4 years now.
It's because of all the gays.
Yeah, yeah. I don't like the gay people or the blacks, and they shop there, so I stay away.
Oh, smells
gays.
And if you have
they're all about the foreign films.
You have two Blockbusters?
Yeah, actually, that's why I like Blockbuster, man. They carried a lot of movies that like I couldn't get on Netflix or any streaming site. And I would go in there, and they would always have some neat niche movie.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
But they'll censor them.
That's not a plus.
You know, the last few times I went to Blockbuster, I just walked around with my cell phone and took pictures of movies that I wanted to download.
That's a good idea.
So I'm pretty much responsible, I feel like, when mine goes out under.
It's like you walked in and robbed them. Literally.
Rock and roll.
What's this number you're What's this number you're posting, Dark Stranger?
It's a Blockbuster, which probably will be closed.
Why would we call the Blockbuster? Oh yeah, that's another thing. Blockbusters are closed. They closed early. I mean, they close early.
Yeah.
That's why I did this several hours ago. I called up the mall and here, let's try though.
Don't be close to those two.
Awesome.
We should call
store.
The Dildo Hotel.
Videomatic and the Blockbuster is across the street. And this is a little mob and pop joint, and they shut down the Blockbuster because everybody went to them instead. Because they had a big ass porn room.
I remember when Blockbuster moved into Alton, Illinois, and they closed down my favorite video store that was right by my house because they opened up like right across the street from them. And I was pissed.
Yeah, well, that's what they tried to do with Videomatic, but apparently Videomatic had, like, enough following.
So now it's payback time. Like, Blockbuster is going under.
Yeah.
And, you know.
The dude would, he would rent, fucking, like VHS, like dubbed fucking illegal porn and, like, hard gore with the guy, like, fucking the broad with the fucking hook hand and shit.
I remember a story.
And they wouldn't even have a cover.
That's lovely.
I remember a news story I watched. It was a television thing. It was on YouTube. And it was about video stores that rented out pirate copies of everything.
Yeah.
And,
oh, wow.
And their reasoning was, I mean, there was a bunch of
Bill.
There was a bunch of them. It was like in a big city, like New York or something. And they did this because the videos just weren't available. Like, their thinking was, you know,
these are things you had to get from, like, fucking... You had to, like, tape trade with people.
Yeah, they were just taping them off TV and selling them to customers.
Asia has a laser disc or something, and, you know, like...
Oh, yeah.
Was that kind of shit. But it's... Man, it was awesome. And there's this fucking weird, like... He was like a radio, like kind of like odd celebrity man cow show called Cowboy Ray, and he was kind of like, they said he was fucking retarded or whatever, but he was in there like every day, and me and him cleared out the porn room one day talking about Richard Speck. And I loved it. Like, it was so awesome. We started getting into some real deep Richard Speck talk in the porn room.
Hey, Matt, do you want to tell this person you're from Blockbuster and, I don't know,
something? I'll try.
Say they have late fees, or, I don't know.
Pay your dues.
Yeah. This one's in...
If it was earlier in the day, we should play the PLA word game, the Blockbuster, and get them to say the word bankrupt.
Hello?
Not because it was so very long ago, but rather because we could not afford phones in my
neighborhood. Late fees?
An older gentleman answered, and I screamed, "Adulterer!"
For some
as
films
loud as
rented,
I could into
dumbass.
The mouthpiece. I hung up, then ran laughing hysterically.
We're about done.
It was a good
And the you just need day, to come. You need to come down here and pay your dues.
It seems that he was in that hotel room with Consuela's mother.
Okay.
That he was, in fact, committing adultery.
The one perhaps that you go end, to, you fucking goddamn moron, trying to dance words. Funny.
But it was a long, long time ago, and I have grown much since then.
The one on,
unlike
on
the PLA,
16th
which
Avenue.
We shall now listen into one of their pranks. Much funnier than mine.
You're being like an asshole to him, and then they're like, then you're all nice.
I'm corporate.
I'm corporate.
I didn't say it at any point. I was corporate.
I'm corporate.
I was just a disgruntled employee. Take a foot out of her mouth, cocksucker.
I need to play a song that Markov did. It's called Make It Ring, and it's awesome.
An awesome song.
Markov, you are awesome.
We love you, Markov.
I like the song.
Yep.
I'm commenting on it.
I hate it, but I'm just going to play it to be nice. So here's the new hit single from Markov. It's called Make It Ring.
Make it ring, bitch.
I'ma
make it ring. I'ma make it ring, bitch. I'ma make it ring. I'ma make it ring, bitch. I'ma make it ring. I'ma make it ring, bitch. I'ma make it ring. I'ma make it ring, bitch. I'ma make it ring, bitch. I'ma throw some tones. Ain't got no motherfucking change, bitch.
Hello?
Is this Mildred Monday?
Yeah.
I am Mildred Monday.
Yeah. Then she said she don't want no roofers at her fucking dough.
Got a fucking shotgun,
yo.
Take it to my hindy,
ho.
I'ma make it ring. Call me Mr. Roy Gerbil, ho. We some phone losers, son. And some fucking boozers, ho. And every day we be smoking on that indo.
I'ma make it ring, bitch. I'ma make it ring. I'ma make it ring, bitch. I'ma make it ring. I'ma make it ring, bitch. I'ma make it ring. I'ma make it ring, bitch. I'ma make it ring.
Ring, ring. That's what a phone be screaming. Clang, clang. Cacti radio screaming.
Let me tell you something, man. Recording is illegal, don't you know that?
Oh, no.
Make it ring, trick. Call about your ding, bitch. Go on, trace my call, you elite. Play the game, bitch. Ridley 999, got the central mainframe, bitch. Come on, make it ring, bitch. It's the PLA, bitch.
Of the year.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, baby.
Yeah?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi. Hello?
Hello!
Hey there.
Dicklet.
Hello?
Hello?
Yellow.
You are live on the air.
Yeah, you're live on the air. What do you have to say?
Actually, you're live on the packets.
Say something mind blowing right now. Impress us. That was impressive. He hung up.
That was somebody three way and somebody to us, I think. Tombstone says I have to give shout outs to the Reddit Forever Alone on IRC on freenode.net. So, hi, Alternut, and whoever else is listening. But I don't really believe that anyone else is listening. Quit trolling us, Tombstone.
I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
God.
They'll call.
What a day.
Don't.
I don't want you guys to call, but the number is 505-796-4020. Our phone loser.
Our phone loser. .org on Skype.
Thank you, Linear.
If you can handle that.
So should we call more blockbusters? I have several more still.
Yeah.
Do it.
All right. We'll bust their balls and block.
This is the second time we did Blockbuster.
No, we've never called Blockbuster customers, have we?
Oh, no.
We did not on the show, but...
No, I remember the dirty movie titles we did a year ago.
Oh, yeah. We were getting Blockbuster employees to say... Yeah.
Kick-Ass.
Like, Kick-Ass and...
Inglourious Basterds.
Yes, exactly. Hi, Legend.
I crash again.
What? We can't hear you. Speak up. God damn it.
If I crashed again.
Oh.
I'm afraid to say anything.
That's terrible.
Hugs.
Hope you're feeling well, buddy.
I'm feeling fine. My Skype is acting like a paraplegic.
What version of Skype do you have, Legend?
God, your voice is spooky.
The latest one is 5.8, at least for Windows.
That's what I have. I have the latest one. I have the latest one that moves the call phones button to a completely different place to mess with your head every time you try and make a call. Hello, 441172, whatever this country code is. You're on the
Hello.
Air.
Hello.
Oh, it's England, I think.
Hello.
Oh, it's England. No.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning, Governor.
Goddamn people calling in. Nobody else is allowed to call in tonight.
Dude, why are they just sending people in?
No, I think that was a direct call. Maybe. I have no idea. Hey, do you remember when Evil Gold suggested that we get, like, right as Blockbuster was filing for bankruptcy, we call up Blockbusters and get them to go home?
Yeah.
And, like, shut down the store.
And get them to close the store or something.
We should do that before they go out of business.
You are no longer required. Please leave.
Retards don't know how to use the phone.
All right. Hey, Legend.
Leave the key in the door as you leave.
Yeah.
Legend, say you're with Blockbuster. This is a Blockbuster customer. I don't have a name.
Do it. Shut down their DVD player.
Scratch the code off the back. With a knife.
That's scary.
Or break it in half. Break it in half.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Play free speed with the DVD.
3, 4, 9, 5, 6.
Oh, they are three-waying us. Okay, people, stop three-waying us stuff. Just call in. Ask some questions. Say something amazing to all the people that are listening.
Eve.
God.
Yes, indeed.
The phone show, not the conference show.
Or just say something stupid. Just whatever. Just talk.
Yeah, so just say something. Speak.
Yeah, it's just somebody forwarding us international numbers. Okay, here's another Seattle. This one is for you, Legend.
All right.
I have four more numbers after this one. And then I have the others that didn't answer before. Maybe if we keep calling, they'll finally pick up.
You could say it's a pirated copy and tell them not to return it.
Turn it off!
You can't be liable.
Hello there. Hello,
sir. How can I help you?
Hi there. My name is Matt Fuller-Humer. I'm calling from Blockbuster. You rented a Blockbuster disc from Blockbuster, sir?
I'm sorry? Can you repeat that?
You have rented a DVD from Blockbuster recently, sir?
Yes.
Yes, okay. I'm calling to tell you that our contract with you is no longer valid. You can do whatever you wish with a disc, but we would advise, you know, we would like for you, if you have it in the player, we would like for you to remove it from your DVD player and fold it in half, please.
Okay. So my contract is done, you were saying?
Okay, I'm sorry. Your DVD that you rented from us, the contract is no longer valid.
Okay. So what do you want me to do?
Okay, you need to remove... Do you still have the DVD that you rented from us, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Well, after viewing, you would have to fold the DVD in half. Physically fold it in half.
Why?
Because our contract's no longer good with you, sir. You haven't watched the news today?
No.
I'm sorry, then. Yeah, just Google Blockbuster and you'll find out what happened. So after you get done watching the disc, you're just free to, you know, fold it and make a paper airplane out of it. Go for a record, man. See how far you can throw it. Anything. He hung up.
I think he's going to do it.
You should call him back.
I think he's going to do it. I heard little noises in the background. I thought they popped the CD tray. Like, okay.
I'd do it. Then blame the internet.
So if anyone calls me and I hear a ringing phone, I'm sorry. I'm just going to hang up. I'm not sorry. God damn it.
Yeah, fuck you and die in the car fire.
Y'all need to respect the cactus a little more.
Yeah, obey the cactus.
Oh, thank you. Obey, not respect. Obey.
Yeah. Don't be sorry. Just clank.
Matt
looks like he's
cactus.
Working on the. Matt looks like he's working on a tarmac.
Dude, when I was doing some battery work at O'Hare, and I got to go up in the fucking towers. It was awesome. And then my idiot buddies I was working with fucking dropped the goddamn ground radar. They sparked it out like a motherfucker, and they're standing there holding the circuit board.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless.
That's crazy talk.
But I was just dicking around.
Are you drinking that natural ice or whatever it is now?
Like, made it. Yeah. Milwaukee's best ice.
Show us your Milwaukee's best ice. Can't.
No, just show us your Milwaukee's best, if you know what I mean.
That's
wow,
the
it's beautiful.
Brew you could buy.
Tombstone wants to see your dick.
Whatever works. But it's the best.
All right, let's call another number.
Made by Miller. Isn't that made by Miller?
Yeah, yeah. I had three fat tires earlier. My mom bought me a six pack, but I only drank three of them. And then I moved on to this shit. Oh, I still got three left.
Your mom's super.
Tabachi, what are you running that you have a little exclamation point on your
I'm
Skype?
Sorry, am I ruining your conference?
No, I'm just curious. Because you and Tombstone both have it.
Both have what?
I have, like, video conferencing turned off.
Oh. Okay.
I don't have enough bandwidth to do it.
Hi, this is Kevin from Blockbuster Video. You rented a video from us around 3 o'clock today.
Yeah.
And it looks like we accidentally gave you this copy of the movie that we give to customers that piss us off, and there's like porn spliced into the middle of it. And it was an accident.
What?
It was an accident. We gave you a copy of the movie that has porn spliced into the middle of it, so we just want to warn you not to watch it.
What?
You heard me. I told you twice now. Are you really going to make me repeat it a third time? We gave you.
I haven't encountered that at all.
I know it was an accident. We're not supposed to do it, but there's porn in your movie. Basically, we rented you a pornography film, and we're not supposed to rent those here.
Huh.
So we're sorry, and we'll replace it for free. We won't charge you. But we have to replace it. We have to charge a $1 replacement fee for the movie. So have you watched it yet?
Yeah, I'm watching it now.
Oh crap! Can you turn it off?
Well, I'm not physically watching it. I'm in the middle of it. It's a TV series.
You're not physically watching it.
No.
But you are watching it.
Well, it's in the DVD player. Yeah.
What do you mean you're not physically watching it? What does that mean?
TV's turned off.
You're running the video with the TV turned on. That wears it out. That makes us have to replace it faster. You retard. Turn it off if you don't have your TV on. You're not allowed to do that. He hung up. Dark Stranger, you want to be the manager?
That'll work out.
He doesn't sound too happy. Kept sighing.
Please leave your message for 20640.
It's like I don't have to be the manager.
He doesn't want to play the game.
You have to be.
whatever.
I'm trying once more.
Please. Play the game. Do what the devil says. Play the fucking game.
Please leave your message for 20.
One more time. God. It's a T-Mobile phone. I think he just turned it off.
Let's leave them a message.
Leave super message.
Let's leave him a message of us calling the next person.
Okay.
Please leave your message for 20640.
It's like you're ringing a house.
9328.
Hey, bye bye.
Hey, this is a manager from Blockbuster.
You should play the devil said.
You should play the game. Smash the DVD dun, you dun, rented dun, from dun, us dun, because dun, it contains dun, porn. Dun.
Please rewind your DVDs.
Please rewind.
Child porn.
Be kind, rewind your DVD.
We'll call the police on you if you do not smash the DVD.
Yeah.
All right, let's call the next one, and hopefully I'll remember to hang up on this guy. The next one, I think her name is Jessica Medina, but I just got that from TNID.org. She rented a movie at 5:20.
Awesome.
She's just a little late Hello? For 420.
Hello, hi, Jessica. This is Blockbuster.
Yes?
You rented a movie from us?
Yes.
Yeah, we actually found out there's a problem with the movie. Someone spliced child porn into the middle of a few of our DVDs, and the one you rented is among them. So what we need you to do is destroy the disc. Because, yeah, it contains kiddie porn, and if not, you might get in trouble.
Do you want me to go ahead and bring it to you when you guys destroy it?
After you destroy it, you can bring us the pieces if you want.
I'd rather bring it to you guys for you guys to destroy it than us.
Alright, come on over as soon as possible.
Okay, and how do you guys know that that was done to the disc?
Because people actually contacted us about it, and we caught people on camera switching the discs.
Oh my god! Okay, well, we watched the video. We didn't see anything on there, but I'm sure it must be like something else.
Yeah, it's kind of subliminal in the background. So if you watch it again, you should look out for the porn.
No, I'm good. We'll go ahead and bring that.
Make sure to mention that there's kiddie porn on it when you bring it back. Unless you enjoy kiddie porn, then you can go ahead and watch it.
Is this a joke?
No.
Why would you say it like that? That's very unprofessional.
I think unprofessional. I think it's you that's had an attitude. We're gonna have to charge you for being an ass. We'll put that charge on your account. I believe it cost $10.
Caller disconnected.
Did she?
Yeah.
She
doesn't want the being.
Oh, I was looking at the other one with the voicemail.
Is this a joke?
So somebody else just got the voicemail of that entire call.
Yeah.
Yay!
I bet they're going to save that one forever.
Is this a joke?
Now we have more. Jesus
Christ.
Now the police have more evidence.
Crap.
I want her to watch it again, looking for porn.
Slow-mo, everything.
Yeah.
Make sure you find it for us. I hope she brings it in and mentions that to them. She just get people to bring it in, and then we can call Blockbuster and see if they did.
Oh, the Blockbuster that gave us these numbers, she was so nice. She's like, you know, you can call me back later if you need more numbers, because, you know, I understand.
Awesome.
God bless her.
Well, then, you have a source for numbers.
You've reached Laura. Leave a message.
I kind of feel bad, like, accusing her customers of watching kiddie porn.
Yeah, maybe I should
stick with
regular
porn. Is that too unethical for you?
Yeah, that's just fine, you know.
The child porn, like, disturbs people more.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
This segment brought to you by motherless.com.
DVDs contain the murder of JonBenet.
Yeah, if you change to the second video track.
You've reached Laura. Leave a message.
Ricardo. I'm not going to accuse him of anything, because if Richard Carter listens, he'll be like, oh my god.
It'll go in my file.
Your massive file.
Are there any videos remaining of him and his white screen? Right.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You're echoing like crazy, kid.
Yeah, that's why. It's messing my talking up, because all I hear is echoing.
Oh my god.
Yeah, are there mirrors of those videos?
Yes, there is.
Awesome.
It's phonelosers.org/RichardCardo, and there's links to them all.
Sweet.
All right, let me try this one.
That was like the oddest thing ever, wasn't it?
Yeah, what the fuck was that? I think it's just now. It's just now hitting me how fucked up that was. Like, I got accused of, like, murdering some kid.
Yeah, like a famous murderer, like, by some weird, like, wannabe private eye. Like,
yeah, the passion behind him was just amazing.
And he picked you in particular.
Yeah.
Wow, this sucks.
Oh, when you see him do, like, the fucking, the handwriting and all this shit. Like,
that's just crazy. Fucking,
he's off his fucking gourd, yo.
Yeah.
You should send him some DNA, Brad.
Yeah.
Imagine what he would do with that.
He should file a police report.
Yeah.
But Mr. Spessa wanted me to send him a signed confession note with my real name. Like, I, Brad Carter, hereby confess to the kidnapping and murder of JonBenet Ramsey.
This is probably not good.
And then it was Rogue Clown. She advised against it. She said that could be considered interfering with an investigation. So I didn't do it.
Yeah.
Rogue Clown ruined all our fun.
Smart with that.
Thanks a lot, Rogue Clown.
No, fuck it. Get me out of jail, you goof.
No, I mean, really, thanks. Thanks, Rogue Clown.
Thanks for saving Brad from jail time.
None of these other people are picking up. Who's
echoing?
She's a cool Brad.
It's probably me echoing, because I don't hear any echo.
I don't hear any echo either.
I'm going to call the one that you called, Dark Stranger, and I'm going to talk to her. Sucks more that he didn't answer.
It's fucking late as fucking night, dude.
Yeah, that's true. She's not picking up her phone ever again.
Sound noise. Hi, this is Melinda. Please leave you a message.
Melinda, let's try once more.
Now we know your name.
Is he taking shower?
Drop the docs.
Get some, like, super hacks for shit. Finding out her name for answering. Do people even have answering machines anymore?
Oh yeah,
Most of these are cell phones. I think
mostly old people do.
This one's a T-Mobile.
My grandmother has one. Yeah, she always bugs me to set it up for her.
I have an answering machine.
Pretty hackable too.
Hi, this is Melinda.
I have a voicemail. You know, like it's an answering machine, but it's hooked up to my magic jack, so it doesn't count, right?
Yeah. Nobody was able to hack it. When you did the contest.
Oh, yeah. The numbers on the back.
Yeah, so Blockbuster, I meant to record one of the things of me getting the info from them, but it's basically the same thing. It's like, you know, this is the corporate office. We're having problems with our computer.
Yeah.
And I've got to hand it to Blockbuster. They're pretty good with security. I think 3 or 4 of them tonight out of the 8 or 9 that I called, they wanted a password, like some kind of corporate password. And so just
1, 2, 3, 4.
Like,
Domino's don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that's true.
But the White House
probably
has a password.
Like Buster or something.
It was a word because I just to see if I could, I called another Blockbuster and I'm like, hey, this is the corporate office, and I convinced them to give me the password, and they did.
Oh wow!
I don't remember what it was actually. I should have written that down.
Let's play call Blockbuster and figure out the password game.
Yeah.
We could call up one in Hawaii or something. That's the only ones that are open this late.
4, 3, 2, 1.
It's poopy pants for the win.
It's the same password that's on my luggage.
Is it the last four digits?
So it's all zeros?
Yeah, that's it.
You said it's a word, right?
Yeah, it's some kind of word. I don't remember. I swear I did it, though.
Probably something real name.
And all the,
I hear the music.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing? Know.
And then there were Blockbusters referring to the pass, saying, oh, well, they don't have a phone number because they rented on their pass. What's the pass?
Password.
No, they were talking about customers or something. I don't know. And then other customers were non-members, but they could rent. Like, they were through some other service, but they were renting through Blockbuster. Like, they're just desperate to keep customers, I guess.
Maybe that's pass. Maybe the pass is, like, the speed pass thing you use at, like, gas stations.
Mm. Here's someone calling from Michigan. Hi, Michigan. You're on the air.
Oh, hey. Yeah, hey. No, I was just listening. Like, yeah, no, the reason they probably have a password is because, you know, it's like they made a... Yeah, you know that one political candidate? There was, like, some controversy about, like, what movies he voted, and they passed, like, the Voting Rights Act or whatever.
Maybe. No, actually, I have no idea.
No. The movie rentals, I mean. But, I mean, the guy didn't, like, rent any porn or anything. It was, like, fucking...
Well, you can't rent any porn
from Blockbuster.
Yeah. No, you can't rent any porn from Blockbuster. I mean, I thought you could, though, like... Early in the 90s, right?
Well, see, that's what I was trying to tell people on a conference last night. I was saying, you know, I swear there was a porn room at my Blockbuster, but they were saying, like, no way. That's not possible.
No way.
But maybe, yeah, they're probably right. Because, you know,
The best you could get was foreign films that would show a little bit more.
We had a ton of independent video stores.
They didn't censor them.
We had a ton of
our local store just had, like, the nasty back room. And before you went in, it had, life-size Beetlejuice.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, okay.
Automatically means porn.
88 Video Privacy Protection Act.
Oh, wait, what's this? What is this exactly?
Oh, okay, like Robert Bork, when they were gonna nominate him to the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Somebody got his, you know, video rental records, but it was all like, you know, really like mediocre. You know, shit nobody really
cared
about.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I didn't hear about this.
They had to enact it because of identity theft. Yeah, that's
Wait,
right.
Wait, so are you saying what I did today was, like, very illegal? Like, getting customer info?
I mean, you didn't really... No, I don't think so, because you didn't really try to get somebody, you know, like, what movie... Wait, did you try to get what movie somebody rented?
No, we have in the past.
Oh, yeah, okay. The reason why they enacted them is because the database they have on customers is pretty comprehensive, and if I remember correctly, when you get a card, you... Yeah, at least when I did, they took my credit card number down, so...
Yeah.
I assume they're doing it for customer protection, along with that incident that occurred.
Fred, how many laws did you break today?
Apparently, I may have, like, broken some crazy political law act thing. I don't know for sure.
Oh. Yeah.
Hi, Roxy.
What's the worst thing everybody's done?
Are you
going
to claim political asylum and go to another country?
I think so. I think
What's
that's the only...
Are
they going to deport you?
My God, it's Roxy.
Okay.
No, he's going to do a Sabu, and he's going to turn everybody
Roxy,
in.
Shelly, Ashley.
Okay, let's not all talk at once.
Yeah, that's the best thing.
Hey, nice to talk to you, kiddo.
We would miss you, especially on Wednesdays.
I have an announcement to make.
Okay, hurry the fuck up. We're ending the show.
Breaking news.
The show's over. Okay, breaking news.
There you
go. My schedule has now changed. I have the capability to do a show at night now at 11 p.m.
Oh, cool. On Wednesdays?
I'm going to choose probably Friday or Saturday.
Oh, are you going to kick...
Saturday is Rob's show.
Are you going to kick Badfish? Rob never does a show. He hasn't done a show in months. Like, 3 months or something.
Oh, really?
Like, since DEF CON or something crazy.
So
like.
You can have Saturday, kid.
Yeah, do Saturday.
Okay,
I need my Friday.
Yeah, Friday ends up being like... bullshit conference. Well, I don't know what to call it.
Guys, there's only one problem, though. I currently don't have a computer...
So
well,
you can't do a show.
Connection.
Oh, my God.
Capable.
Yeah, she needs
Why are
money.
We even talking about this?
Go steal a laptop.
A broadcast thing.
And then hang out at McDonald's.
I have a laptop. My wireless connection on it gets 3 megabits per second.
Are you just doing like a
wire.
Stream of consciousness at us or something?
I'm only getting 2
wire,
right
but it's
now,
a Linux. It's a Linux computer. I don't think I can run SAM on it. What kind of...
You don't
broadcast
wire
Why are you running
SAM.
Linux?
Run
Who runs Linux?
I wonder.
What should I run on it?
There's a couple Blaster.
Something that's not Linux, maybe.
Master Blaster runs Burger Town.
What is it called?
Run an emulator.
No.
Wait. I got a great idea. Let's end the show now. Let's end the show, and we'll do some other things here for a bit.
No.
This is a bad time for tech.
I have a question.
Roxy, I don't want to hear about your operating systems.
Hey, kid.
No, we'll be back on
2 seconds.
We're ending the show. What's your question?
No. I wanted to ask people about this security gate thing for apartments.
Why didn't you call in during the show, not after the show?
Well, because I was studying so I can get a better job.
You're just like
we
remember from DEF CON. You're just freaking out over every little thing.
I think we should have an after show so we can help Roxy.
It's why we love you, Roxy.
No, I want to get in, I want to hack into the I found the model number and the type of gate, and there's like a manual online.
Okay, what do we all learn?
That gives all the information.
Roxy.
Oh my god, I want to know how to, and you can connect to it like so many different ways, and I.
Jeez. I don't think Roxy even actually.
Roxy confuses me.
She didn't even say what she's talking about.
She wants to open a gate at an apartment.
Yeah,
I learned that Roxy's boyfriend.
Roxy,
who doesn't want her there?
Roxy, what'd you learn on the show tonight? That takes like 5 seconds.
I've only been on the show for 5 minutes. I'm gonna cry because you guys don't give me the information
we're gonna be doing an after show.
Oh, really, Matt? Who says we're doing an after show?
Can I say this? Yeah. The phone should be right back after these messages.
I learned that Matt was like Mickey Mouse with his new headphones.
I learned
that there's like some either 12-year-old kid or some female on the line. I don't know who it is.
Blockbuster employees are more stupid
all
than
us.
First of all, I am in no way 12 years old. I'm 27.
Yeah, he's 27. Goddammit, Roxy.
No, who's the other person? Is that Pseudo?
Tombstone's on.
Hey,
that's not Modern. Tombstone.
Yeah,
LOL. I sound like
you're thinking about Dark Stranger.
Oh yeah, Dark Stranger.
LOL.
Dark Stranger.
Yeah.
Oh, well, really?
What is this?
You talk now?
Roxy, what the hell? Come on. Okay,
what? I've talked for a long time.
The show's over. Thank you, everyone,
for
listening.
Call James.
Thank you. Oh, my God. I'm going to hang up on everyone. I'm hanging up on everyone.
Awesome show.
God bless.
Listen. Okay,
see
Matt.
See you all in hell.
Matt, we're ending the show, right?
Yeah.
Okay, the show's over. I'm going to do a very, very, very short after show after a small intermission.
Yeah.
Which will probably turn.
I'm not down for a real long time.
Wow, that's crazy. That's weird of you.
Last night I like turned everything off, dude, and I was like, I just need to chill and not be sitting on the phone till 5 a.m.
Oh yeah. Yeah, Tiny Chat just crashed or something. That's weird.
Brad.
Yeah.
Yes. What? Come on.
Can you call James, please?
Maybe on the after show. I don't know.
Okay.
I thought this was the after show.
Okay, we're going to the after show. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thank you, Blue Planet Prank Radio. I think I'm going to turn off Blue Planet Prank Radio and return to their prank calls. Everybody get into tinychat.com/cactuscactus and say hello to us. And, yeah, that's it. The show's over. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Birds flying high in search of a clear blue sky, while they're chopping down the trees below them. Come take a stand.